History Program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
The date is Sunday, June 23rd. My name is Andrea Beth Crawford Bush, and I am with my aunt today, Mary Rios. I interviewed my mother, Jenny Rios, a couple of days ago. This is her sister. Your name is?
Mary Rios.
And when were you born?
February 11th, 1934.
Sometimes we celebrate it on February 10th. It depends on how she's feeling.
Let me think.
What were your parents' full names?
My father's name was Jesus Perez Rios. My mother's name was Margarita Frausto Rios.
And where were you born?
I was born in Colorado, Gil, Colorado.
And I've heard you tell before that you were born on a cold winter night. Do you want to tell about that?
Yeah, man. It was very, very cold. The snow was about 2 feet on the ground. Doctors, nowhere inside. There was no doctors nearby. So I was stillborn. Couldn't wait.
And at the time you were born, there were siblings already in the family?
A whole bunch of them, about 2 dozen.
Do you want to tell us about your siblings? She's busy laughing.
Yes, I had let's see, one, two, three. There was 3 brothers ahead of me. They were already. It was Sam, Pete, and Andrew. And then me. That's all.
And then who came after you?
Another 2 dozen.
Very.
Seriously, I think there were 10 kids born in a span of like 10 years.
There was 10 of us all together. After I was born, came a little brother named Julian, or Julian in Spanish, and then a little sister, I forget her name.
Blasa.
And then I came, and then Donald came. My brother Donald was born. My sister Jenny the rat was born.
Mary.
And then Manuel was born, and Lupi was born. That's all.
Okay. What do you remember about your grandparents?
The most wonderful people on earth. You just wonderful grandparents. Lived on a farm, and we would visit them every chance we got. Good times.
And they lived in Colorado also?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they lived in the same, almost the same town.
And your grandmother's name was?
Ursula Martinez Ralston, after she married my grandfather. My grandfather was Valentin Frausto.
Do you want to talk about how they came to America?
Well, somebody brought them over. I don't remember who. It's just people that would bring people over across the river.
Who was the one that was very sick when she came over?
Grandma Ursula.
She was?
Grandma Ursula, when she was coming in and they were holding her at the... They were going to hold her at the station, but
that... Oh, that was just... That wasn't then. We're talking about early life.
Oh, when she first came?
No, that was when you brought her to stay. Ursula.
Did she go back and forth?
Yeah.
She just went back one time.
A couple of times.
After my uncle died, my uncle would take care of both of them. And then my grandfather died first and left my grandmother. And then my uncle died, so my mother, my grandmother had no other way.
And what uncle was that? And was that here in Colorado?
Yeah.
Pablo?
My uncle Margarito.
Is he the one that died on that truck? The truck went around?
No, that was another one.
Pablo. I'll let you tell it. Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, your interview is over. She sang during her interview. Oh, my. So if you feel like busting into song, go for it.
I sang when I was a warthog.
And she was proud of it. What was your childhood like?
It was just nothing but fun, sleeping, eating.
Playing.
Going to school. Picking my nose.
Tell how you walked across the tracks and Donald didn't want to go to school.
Oh gosh, yes.
My little brother, Donald, didn't want to go to school. He was very spoiled. and so we'd start out walking. We had to go through a railroad
yard.
Had to be very careful from the engines.
Because
the trains would be moving and we'd be walking right alongside of them. It was a good maybe a mile or half a mile to school, but we made it. And my brother Donald was the one that kept walking real slow just to make us late. And if we got late to school, there was the principal, Mrs. Miller. She would say, "No, you kids know you have to be here on time." And I wanted to go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." But I didn't. Anyway, they...
Didn't he lay down on the tracks?
He wanted to.
Tell him about the big wheels on the engine, and he would want to walk.
Oh, he'd get real close to the big wheels of the engine, and he'd say, "I'm going in, and you don't stop pushing me."
He was angry.
And I'd be screaming. Oh, he was very spoiled. And I would be screaming, Don't go in there. Don't go. I won't say anymore. Come on this way. I won't say nothing no more. My throat's getting dry. I better stop.
Do you need a drink of water?
I'll stop for a minute.
Okay. I'll pass you some water. You want a drink?
No.
No? Okay. Oh, okay.
Too much and my throat dries up.
Yeah.
Talk about how we went to pick radishes.
Yeah, that was something that you didn't say in your story.
I didn't.
And I thought about that afterwards.
From the time we were tiny, in diapers still probably, we were taken out to the fields and left there to pick radishes.
And she's not bitter about it at all.
And we got 50 cents a bushel. Do you know how many damn bunches of radishes you have to make to fill a bushel? 50 cents in the hot sun, boiling sun.
And this would have been in Kansas.
Yes, it was child abuse, labor abuse.
We loved every minute of it.
It's what made you who you were, for sure.
I can't stand radishes to this day. And you pick radishes, too, didn't you?
I picked them with my feet, my hands, and everything, just as I could.
I think you were Grandma's right-hand man.
But you know, there was nothing better than eating a sandwich or a tortilla with beans in it in the field, along with crunching the radishes and sharing a pop.
Everything was delicious. Of course, we were hungry.
We were delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were hungry because it was already 12 o'clock or after 12. We had to be hungry. I'd eat anything.
So you guys, it was a family. It was a way for the whole family to contribute to support the family.
No, it's just that Mom didn't want to leave us by ourselves at home. And then we still wanted to go. We'd cry if she didn't take us. What could she do?
Yeah.
Sometimes we had to prove to the lady who owned the radish fields, Blanche Blanchette, we had to prove that we could make those little bunches of radishes like you buy them at the store. Mm. So she'd come along and she'd pick a bundle and
she would check them.
She would rattle them, see how the radishes stayed in in the bunch good.
And we done good work too.
We did, damn good work. And once in a while, Mom would throw up a bunch of radishes in my basket so it would fill faster. It was hard work. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you, it was hard work. I still have calluses on my knees.
No, she don't.
I have a lot of good memories of my grandparents. I remember they were both very loving people. Grandma, well, neither of them spoke much English, so there was definitely a language barrier. But they did the best they could, and there was always good food to eat at their house. And
slippery chicken.
Yep, we called it slippery chicken. Yeah, it's chicken and moly.
Look how they finished the hem on that dress.
She's talking about my dress.
Let me see the back of it.
Oh, the hem. Sorry.
They're getting up close and personal with my dress.
Yeah, they finished it off like that.
Is that a good thing?
See, they didn't fold it well. It don't ravel.
Yeah. So Aunt Mary worked at one time in the clothing district in Kansas City.
She made military caps.
You want to talk about that?
I worked in this place where they were making hats for the armed forces.
Shears.
It was on 8th and Broadway, and we made a lot of caps year after year after year.
Navy caps, Army caps.
And I remember you worked at a fabric store.
Avon. Oh, Betty Rose. You worked at Betty Rose. Or Nellie Don.
Nellie Don. Is that right?
Yeah. I probably worked in all of them.
Yeah. And I remember one of the fabric stores you worked at had, they call it faux fur now. It's like fake fur. And you made Linda and I big blankets out of the fake fur. I still have mine. Linda probably still has hers, too.
Do you remember that? Those furry blankets you made the girls?
I still have mine.
Something or the other, yeah.
Yeah, you made these huge blankets. I don't know how you ever sewed them on the machine.
I don't either, because it's got a nice, I don't even know what the material is on the backside, but it's like a soft...
Flannel, maybe?
Maybe flannel, yeah. Yeah, so you love to sew, and Grandma loved to sew, Mom loves to sew, so that was kind of both a hobby and necessity.
No, that was fun. It was just a hobby of something to do.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be picking my nose.
Did you make clothes for your brothers and sisters?
No.
No, not really.
No.
I made a lot of my clothes for high school. Skirts and tops.
What was your favorite job that you ever held?
I really liked them all. I liked my job.
You were a worker.
Yeah, she was. How old were you when you got your first car?
I was about 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always known you to love to work, and I remember you said don't retire because when you retire, your body falls apart.
It's falling apart now. There's a leg over there behind the chair.
You can see a sense of humor runs deep on this side.
And tell about the time that man was holding you up wanting to take your purse.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting on the bus one day. It was winter time. It was dark. It was about 5:30, and I'm waiting on the bus. This man comes around and he says, still there, and buses came. He didn't get on. I didn't get on either. It was the wrong bus, but he didn't get on. So more buses come and he didn't get on. After a little while, he said, give me your purse. And I held on to it like I never did before, and I told him, no, you're not taking my purse. And I moved towards the street where cars were passing. I figured that I was going to have to throw myself at a car or lose my purse.
So you took a chance and kept walking. You probably looked over your shoulder and his mouth was open like, what just happened? This lady just told me no.
What?
Not today.
What is this, a comedy hour or what?
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, when he saw that I wouldn't give my purse, he ran between the alley and he went real fast. He just disappeared.
Did you chase after him?
That was...
Let me beat you. You should have thrown your shoe at him.
Give me a dollar if you come back. Try again.
I would have used my purse. It was heavy.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's see. Let's see. My Aunt Mary has not been married, and she did not have children, but...
I'm young and beautiful.
She is. And I've always looked... I mean, you've always obviously been our favorite aunt and like a second mother to the girls and I, my sisters and I. And it always felt like a very comfortable, very fun relationship that we've had with you.
I'm 91 years old and I still have my teeth.
How about that?
And tell how you went behind my back and got their ears pierced.
I was just going to say, I remember you took us to get our ears pierced. Yes, that was a big moment in our lives at 13.
And then she had you and Linda and Kayla maybe, and somebody was really dirty and they wouldn't take a bath. Remember that? Was it Linda?
I think it was Kayla.
Covered in dirt and she wouldn't take a bath. Oh, my.
Okay, here's a big question. What has been your favorite decade in life?
Her favorite what?
Decade, like when she was... She could either look
all
at this...
All of it. I had a good life.
She was busy, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was a busy life, a good life.
Yeah.
And... I'm still here.
You took me to the eye doctor and you got me these glasses that looked like goggles and they were made of steel so they would last.
I kept telling my sister Jenny, look at these glasses, they're good. And she said, no, they're ugly. And I said, yeah, but they'll last you a lifetime. You'll be old and they'll be good glasses.
That was the practical side coming out. Did Grandma send you to do that? Oh, she's cracking herself up. Let's make my sister look like Mr. Magoo.
There I was, this child. These
giant glasses.
In fact, I told you. Mom won't have to, she doesn't have the money, she won't have to buy any more glasses. You can use them forever.
Yeah, and then she'd tell me, don't wear them all the time, you'll wear them out. Well, I can't see it.
But they're so heavy, my head, I can't keep my head up.
The wall. Don't wear them, you know.
Oh my goodness. What do you feel like you've done well in your life?
Everything, of course.
Everything. You were a very good cook.
No, what have I done well? What have I done well? I have, when I sit at the table, I have cleaned my plate.
You clean your plate. You're a part of the Clean Plate Club. And you still have all your teeth. There you go. That's something. That not many 91-year-olds can say that. What advice would you give to a 25-year-old?
Don't get married. Don't be stupid.
We're back to cracking ourselves up again. Don't do it.
Life is hard enough.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Oh, man. How do you want to be remembered?
I don't know how. There's no way. I don't see how you can remember me. Just that I was who I was.
Yes. Very hardworking. Very funny.
91 years old in this wheelchair, and I'm falling off of it.
You get around pretty good. She does walk the halls. She's currently in St. Joseph's Place. It's a senior living space in Leawood, Kansas.
If I stay here a little longer, I'm going to ask for a drink. Get me through another year.
And she doesn't mean water. Oh, gosh. Is there anything else you want to share?
No.
Okay.
Life is good.
Life is good. Well, I have loved having you in my life, and that we've got to enjoy you for so long.
You guys are the best kids.
Oh, that's because we have the best aunt. We had a lot of good influences in our life.
It was a long, happy life. We can't say it wasn't.
That's right. Every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift.
I think it's the chocolate that's kept you going.
I think so, too.
Yeah, she loves chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And her sweets. Yep. Okay, well, this concludes the interview of Mary Rios on June 23rd, 2024. Love you, Aunt Mary.